All right, so having lunch right now with Chelsea Krister. We met last year over Twitter. We're at Sundance, and I rarely ever even get to have an actual sit-down meal. I feel kind of fancy right now. Oh, there's stuff here. Yes, talk for the lady. Okay, so I'm having a rare lunch here at Sundance because I never get to have lunch. I'm with Chelsea Krister. We met last year on Twitter at Sundance, and you're a screenwriting enthusiast, but you're in a directing program. Tell us where you're at.
I go to the Academy of Art in San Francisco, and then they have a motion pictures and television program, and my emphasis is in directing, although previously it was editing.
Cool. And lunch is kind of sad for you today, right?
Yeah, I was hoping to go to Clockwork, which is a sandwich spot over on Main Street, and it has the best sandwiches ever. There's no lie in that statement. We've actually driven an hour and a half out of the way in order to get these sandwiches, and they've shut down, so it's a very sad day.
And you're pretty pissed off, basically.
My world is a little bit upside down right now, I'm not going to lie.
Now it's sad. Now, here's what's cool. Chelsea comes to Sundance, and you work basically as a volunteer. So this year you got a great gig in which you're working 4 hours a day in Transpo, right? So you're telling people which bus to get on, and you get to wear that awesome pin that says "Ask Me," right?
Mm-hmm,
like, which
right.
is pretty cool. Like, how are you doing outside? Like, with all the people getting on the buses?
You know, it's not that bad. I get a great opportunity to talk to people, to learn what the buzz is with the movies, and it's a great time. It's just, you know, it's just staying warm, so you just got to be smart.
Do you think volunteering is a good idea for, like young filmmakers? I mean, because Sundance houses you too, right?
They do. For first-year volunteers, it's much more difficult to get housing, but alumni volunteers, it's so easy.
Cool.
But I think that it's probably the best thing any young filmmaker could do. It's an incredible opportunity to network, to learn more about just filmmaking in general. The Q&As are inspiring, and you learn so much about cinema. And you could just meet anybody on the street, you know? I was just chatting up a sound designer the other day, and I learned so much about his film, and I haven't even seen it yet.
Now, tell me this. Like, you're in your final year. You have your thesis coming up. Are you writing it, or are you just directing it?
I'm just directing it. I'm helping to write the songs because it's...
Yeah, explain what it is.
It's a zombie musical. It's definitely a quirky tale. Some very interesting relationships are involved, but it's a very exciting piece. We're really excited, you know, not to use the same adjective twice. But
I think it's great that you do. Now, I'm kind of a zombie enthusiast myself, and to my knowledge, they can't sing. They actually have trouble even groaning. Do the zombies in your sing? And it's okay if they do. Like, you'd be breaking new ground.
The zombies actually do not sing, but they do have their own little dance number that we are choreographing.
Okay, that's cool.
And all of the songs are going to be original. I'm working with a lot of local musicians in the Bay Area in order to get some great, fun, catchy rock pieces, as well as one number that's going to be very traditionally musical, really
cool.
Over the top.
And it's going to be a short film, so then you can enter it into film fest and stuff like that.
Exactly. That's the hope, you know, is all of us are really creative, hardworking individuals, and we think that this piece is fun. It's got comedy, it's got drama, it's unique, and we can't wait to show it to people and submit it to any festival.
Since it's your thesis, how long do you have to make it? Like, how long will you shoot be, and what will you shoot it on?
We're planning to shoot on the red camera.
Really? You guys have red cameras up there?
We do. We do
wow.
have one. We have actually a really great lens package that goes with our red camera at our school. And that's what we plan on shooting on. It's going to... So far, our schedule is 6 days of shooting. We're hoping to get it down to 5. But we'll be shooting it in April. And post-production will be going all the way up through submission probably in October for Sundance.
Cool. And as I said, like, I think, you know, generally from short films, the shorter you could get them, kind of the better, because then you have a better chance of playing in front of a feature rather than just being in a shorts collective, which is fine. Shorts collectives are fine. But you said something really funny, because just to show people you're really a purist, you got a gift of the book Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Tell people what you told me about what pissed you off.
So I'm a zombie enthusiast as well. I love zombies. However, I'm also a Pride and Prejudice fan, hardcore, and I was gifted Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, and I read the first sentence and just had to shut the book because it was just utter blasphemy. I mean, I read Pride and Prejudice once a year. It is one of my favorite novels of all time.
So what's the first line? Hurry, though. We're running out of time.
The first line is, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a man in possession of money must be in want of a wife." And in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, it's a truth universally acknowledged that a zombie in possession of brains must be in want of more brains. So, shut the book.
All right, that's Chelsea Krister.